Pottery Barn CD. The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I am Rob, along with Beth. Christine's in our newsroom, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell from AxSmart IT in Wareham, the traditional tracking of Santa. We do this every year, and here we are. The Tuesday falls on the 24th of December. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
Merry Christmas, David.
Merry Christmas to you. I can remember the last time we did this, Rob, on Christmas Day, but Christmas morning. But now the NORAD tracking Santa site is live. Santa is on the road. I'm in the sky. He's not really on the road. Yeah. He's over Saipan, the Northern Mariana Islands, right now.
Oh, wow. That sounds nice.
Yeah, it probably is nice there.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so. And so this is a great story because we talk every year about the history. And you said this has been a tradition. I think next year, I guess, will be the milestone, right? Because it's 69 years.
Exactly, 69 years since 1955, when a local Sears and Roebuck newspaper advertisement informed the kids that they could call Santa directly.
Yeah, that was
only
a big department
contact
store.
Number.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Only the contact number was misprinted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of reaching Santa, the phone rang through to the crew commander of the U.S. Air Force Colonel Harry Shroop of the Continental Air Defense Command Operations Center.
Wow, that's so funny.
Yeah, a misprint of a phone number. So instead of going to the Sears, it ends up going to, I guess with that time, as you said, that was the predecessor to NORAD, was the Continental Air Defense Command Operations
Center.
That's so cute.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
well, come on.
And he could have just hung up.
Oh.
But he didn't, right?
Exactly right.
Tell the story.
He could have. He could have gone back to work,
yeah.
But instead, he decided, well, this is interesting, and I think I'm going to go along with this.
That's so cute.
And that's exactly what he did. All the kids that called in that year got to speak with Santa, which was actually Colonel Shroop.
Oh, that's great.
It's so funny. Wow, to think that he kicked it off and it was, you know, by mistake.
I know. That's how so many of these great stories happen, and this is one of those. So a tradition was born, and so NORAD has carried on every year since it was created in 1958, right?
Yes, exactly. So, and with all of the vendors and the companies that help support this, they continue to go on and on and on. And I think it's great. Now, if you do get the chance to log into NORADSanta.org, and you should, you'll be able to see him and his sleigh with the reindeers pulling him, and also the number of gifts delivered, which at this point is 792 million gifts so far.
Ooh, that's amazing.
He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy.
He is. I always love NORAD because it's incredible. Really puts it into perspective the time zones and the time shifting of the globe because, yeah, Christmas Day kicks off soon around the world.
Exactly. Well, it's live now, so they're working on it, yeah. And it'll eventually get to us.
Yeah, because remember, yeah, that's true. The day has started, and so Santa will be making his travel around the globe. And so the fun part about the technology is the way that kids can interact these days. And so NORAD is kept up, right, David?
Exactly. So you can get to the tracking Santa, whether you want to go on the website, you can do it from an iPhone, an Android, you can go on Facebook, Twitter, all the different social media venues, and track Santa, wherever it is the most fun for you to do it from.
Wow, that's amazing. So do you like all the different games and different activities they have, David?
It's
fun.
Yeah, I'm going to admit to it. Yeah, I'm going to get in there and play some games.
Yeah, it's fun for everybody.
For sure.
Is there also a theater where you can watch movies of different things that Santa's done, and also about NORAD, which is, it's important to learn about these folks too, so.
It's true, yes. I know, I know that children love checking the NORAD website because, you know, you get to see like where Santa is, and then it makes them go to bed too, because they're like, my goodness, Santa's getting close.
Yep.
If I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, Santa might pass by.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And so I remember, you know, my nieces and nephews, they'd want to check the website because, yeah, they didn't want Santa to pass them by. They're like, we have to go to bed. So just a heads up, parents, if you want your kids to go to bed.
What about a young Beth? Was Beth, was it tough to put you to sleep?
No, you're definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so exciting, though, to stay up. I know you'd want to, like, stay up and see as late as you could go.
For sure.
But, yeah, when you knew that you might be risking it, it just never was a good idea to risk missing out on toys, right?
That's right.
You knew.
And, but you have to remember the other side of that, Rob, as parents, is that when those little kids wake up so early in the morning, and you don't want to be up there early, but they're up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, ready to go and get see what's under the tree.
I know.
No, it's so true.
No matter how late to bed they go. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember that, too. You get up and you just have so much. You can't wait.
If only a smart parent could, you know, make their own NORAD video and be like, oh, Santa, he's still above our house. Go back to bed.
Yeah, he comes more towards the daytime, this Santa.
Yeah, right. Well, it's way too early.
So, check it out, and the website is active now, and you can go there, and you can also, I guess they have a YouTube video as well for different things, right?
Yeah, there's tons of videos to keep the kids entertained during the day if they're bugging the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if your parents are having a hard time finding a good Christmas playlist, there's one attached to the website as well, so you can play it right there through your smart speaker or whichever way you want to do it.
Oh, that's great. Well, and NORAD is so important to the defense of our nation, and it's got a great story for sure. And we thank all the men and women of NORAD who are constantly watching the skies and waterways of the U.S. and Canada to keep us safe. And, of course, also to make sure that Santa has clearance so there are no issues. There are no, just like American Airlines may have technical issues, Santa is on time and on schedule.
Yeah,
right?
Santa does not have to deal with a digital boarding pass.
No.
So he's going to be good to go.
He is good to go. Well, David, people can read all of this and get links, right? If you want to have some fun with the kids, I recommend going to the blog, right?
Absolutely. Go to my blog on actsmartit.com and you'll get a link to noradsanta.org where all the fun to keep the kids busy today and until they go to bed tonight is there for you waiting.
Love it. David Snell, Act Smart IT in Wareham. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, Pam, and the rest of the team at Act Smart. David, we love it so much. And I think we're off next week and then we'll talk to you in a bit.
We'll see you in 2025, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, David. So great to have
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
On our show and in our lives. And yeah, super grateful.
Thank you. Here's to 2025. Bye, David.
Bye, David.
Bye-bye.